B-Pod Studios.
Living life through Manny's eyes.
Guys, we just go to the sink, soap up our arms, soap up our legs, wet our hair, and we're on our way.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've never done that.
I have. And I'm not proud of it.
Hear Manny weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
I wanted to let you guys know, Cosmo put together a list of the most romantic proposal spots in the world. And I would like you guys to yell out where you think some of them are, and I'll see. We'll make a little game out of it.
I can guarantee you where I got engaged is not on that list.
I could probably guarantee that as well. But I just went to Paris this year, and that was the most romantic city, in my opinion. That has to be number one.
Paris is not number one. It is number two on the list.
Oh, Ooh, what's number one?
It is a place you have, I think you've been.
Italy.
What city in Italy?
Rome.
Venice.
Ah, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They do say that that's very romantic. I've been there.
I think of Colosseum when I think of Rome.
Gladiators.
Yeah,
and such.
I do. I think of like all the old stuff.
Well, all right, there's a couple places in the U.S. Go. Most romantic proposal spots. Nope, not Miami.
The Empire State Building.
New York City is on the list. Yeah. I'll take that. Another place in the United States. Think outside the box.
Outside the box. Ooh, Hawaii.
Hawaii.
That was a good hit, by the way. Outside the box. I was like,
that you picked that up because I didn't pick it up.
Like Taco Bell. Think outside the bun, buddy.
You know?
Also, the Bahamas is on there.
I could see that.
Hey, A-Rod just proposed to J-Lo there.
In the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Fiji.
Oh, yeah.
Bali.
Mm-hmm.
Niagara Falls. That's another spot here in the States.
I don't think
in the States.
Niagara Falls is like a very romantic place, but I think it's a cool place.
That's where Pam and Jim got married.
Right.
Hmm.
In the office.
The office, yeah.
Sydney, Australia.
I've always wanted to go to Australia, but it's such a long flight.
I know.
It's like 24 hours in the air.
I think when you land in Australia, you're a year older than you are when you leave here. That's how far it is. And then at home is on the list as the most romantic proposal spots in the world.
At home?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that should be number one. I think if you know, just a really romantic proposal between the two of you.
No, I can't do it at my home. I can't do it there. Number one, I can't. Let me tell you what. Number one, I'm renting and I'm going to move away at some point. And number two, I live in the city. So like I'll be getting down on a knee and then sirens would blare by.
Allie's like,
yeah.
Tearing
I can't tell you how many times I hear sirens. Always the police at my apartment.
Sterling, I need your attention back. Here, look, here.
I clearly don't live, I guess, in a safe area because I hear the news helicopters. They got three of them. And then you hear the police helicopter.
Sterling, I've been waiting to meet the right one. And finally, I want to ask you.
Gunshots in the background. That's my apartment.
I guess I could see home being very distracting.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Like, you're about to get down on one knee and your significant other is like, oh, the laundry's done. I'm going to go fold that. And you're like,
that's
no.
That's true. You got to pull it out of the home environment, I feel.
Maybe.
You know? Yeah. And Roy's right. Roy brings up a great point. Like, if you're renting, then that spot's not going to mean anything to you.
Yeah,
but maybe it's like your first place together.
Maybe.
That's cute.
You know where you should do it? Friday when we're out at the Dunkin' on South Tryon. How about that for a segue?
Oh, yeah. Propose in front of us. We'll put you on the radio.
Propose at a Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, guess what? If you propose at the Dunkin' Donuts, I'll buy you a donut.
Ooh, and you can wear it as the ring.
Right?
Will you take this sprinkled chocolate-covered donut?
You know it's good when our producer just shakes her head out of...
We are going to be out at Dunkin's all across the Carolinas for the next couple weeks. Hey, it's a goal of ours to meet 10,000 people, and we're well underway with last Friday in Mooresville, and then, of course, our Shamrock Jam at Queen Park Social.
You've already met several hundred people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're excited to hang with you on South Tryon, just past the Ayersley Center. The Ayersley Center. Anyway, it's on South Tryon, just past 485, right across from the QT, and yeah. We'll be broadcasting our show live.
Perfect.
Okay, so meet us there. Hey, we do want to know, though, like, what is the, what's the strange or cool spot where you got proposed to or you want to do the proposing? 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show, your chance at $100, 5 seconds to cash. That comes your way, minutes away. Do not go anywhere.
We just talked about the article, Loren, where Italy, Venice, Italy, was number one on the list for the most popular places to propose.
The most romantic.
Right. Most romantic. And number two was Paris.
Mm-hmm.
New York City in the United States made the list.
Mm-hmm.
So where did you have your proposal? 704-570-9595.
Wow, we're getting some text messages to the studio. Winterfest at Carowinds.
Ooh, it is pretty with all
yeah.
the lights.
I got engaged to in a bubble bath at home, not the PG engagement we could really share.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
All right, this is Bridget. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where was your proposal?
My ex proposed to me outside of Walmart. It wasn't even on one knee. He just handed me the ring in the car.
He just handed, were you guys going in or coming out?
Well, I don't know. We were getting ready to go in Walmart.
Yeah, yeah.
And he hands me the ring, and, well, we didn't make it. I was like, you can keep this until you can, you know, do this better.
Did he ever propose again?
No.
I mean, what was it? Hey, throw this on before we go in.
Yeah. He was proud. He wanted to show you around in the Walmart.
Yeah.
Bridget just laughs. Thanks, Bridget.
This is Crystal in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey guys, how are ya?
Hi, we're doing really well. Tell us about your proposal.
So it sounds not romantic, but it was like the sweetest thing ever. My husband proposed in his car at a Starbucks up in Pittsburgh. But it was really sweet because we actually had our first date at a Starbucks, so there was some leaning behind her, but it was just like, he didn't know what to say, and he was kind of fumbling with the box. I mean, it was the cutest thing, but when I'm like, yeah, we got engaged in a parking lot at Starbucks, people are like, ew.
Well, let me ask you, Starbucks is a big chain. Did he propose at the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
One Starbucks where you guys had your first date, or did he just pick any Starbucks?
So he was going to propose at the one that we had our first date at in Fort Mills, but he was so excited that when we drove up there, I didn't know he was getting the ring from his parents as a family heirloom.
Oh.
So he was just so excited that he just took me to a Starbucks and asked me.
Yeah, there you go. And I kind of get the same thing, Crystal. You know that. You're a longtime listener of the MRL show. You know I proposed to Amanda in a cemetery in front of her dad's cemetery plot. And it's weird when you say that. I know, but it's weird when you say that.
But when you break it down, you tell the story. It is sweet.
Right. Like, yeah. I wanted her dad to be part of it. I'd never met him.
Right.
You know, and I said, do you think your dad would like me? She said, yeah. And then I got down on a knee and I said, well, then will you marry me?
And then there was a big thunder.
That is so true. Thanks, Crystal.
Saying, no.
There was, I'm not even joking. And you know me, I'm not superstitious. There was like maybe one cloud in the sky and thunder struck off in the distance. You figure life out.
And I like that in your twisted mind, you think that was him saying yes.
You thought he was approving. That was him yelling, no, yeah. Stop.
I also heard an owl going, no, no. I was like, oh,
dude,
listen.
So pretty. Oh, okay, this is Brandon in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, man.
So I proposed to my wife at McAdamville during the Christmas lights.
Oh, that's beautiful up there. Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. We right there on the bridge, you know, and I was sitting here. I was getting nervous and ready. I was like, when am I going to do this? When am I going to do this? So she starts taking pictures. Perfect opportunity. I get down on one knee while her back's turned. Well, she pans the camera right over my head like I just disappeared. Traffic stopped waiting on an answer. I'm nervous. Like, if she says no, I'm going to be the joke of McAdamville. And then she looks down, drops her phone, and she's like, it took you this long to ask me.
Aww.
And she said yes. And we've been together Now, this year will be 5 years, so.
Oh. That's awesome. It is nerve-wracking, isn't it, Brandon? I picked Amanda up from work because I wanted to take her to where I wanted to do it, and I was just so nervous.
Hmm. Well, I definitely think you got the dad's approval. That's what I would.
Oh,
I would
thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
Yeah, his car broke down when they left.
How about
all these like bad things happen?
How about this one?
Go ahead.
We just got a text message that says, "I used to work at Home Depot in Matthews. He proposed over the intercom at Home Depot."
Whoa, that's awesome!
Attention, Home Depot. Attention, Home Depot shoppers. Michelle, will you marry me? Meet me on aisle 7. Hey, one more, because this one is in front of a lot of people, and I feel like that puts a lot of pressure on, especially when it's family.
All right, this is Lauren in Charlotte.
Hi, guys.
Hi, where was it?
So my fiance's family had planned a family reunion for the past, or for 2 years prior to this, but it was for the solar eclipse back in 2017.
Okay.
And there are different phases during the solar eclipse. Right before totality, there's a phase called the diamond ring phase. And so he took me to the side. Everyone was still watching, but we went to go see how the light was changing and how it affected the mountains. And I turned around and there he was.
Oh, that's a pretty cool story.
So was the whole family in on it too?
Yes. I had no idea. The day before, we were just hanging out with his brothers and their wives and their babies and his parents. And my mom and my brothers had come up because they really wanted to see the solar eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
So.
All right. Thanks, Lauren. See, that's what I'm saying. In front of a lot of family and stuff.
Yeah, you got to be really short.
The pressure's on.
That way.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.